PM attacks red violence. The Democrat Party looks set to raise the political temperature now that it has switched tactics to begin attacking the red shirts in Pueyatay for instigating political violence. In the early stages of the campaign, the ruling party was content to discuss policies and their merits. Now that the election campaign is heading for its final 2 weeks, the party is redirecting its attack on its rival to find a winning formula. As an example, Democrat leader Apisitwe Chatsiwa called on the electorate during a campaign visit to Kampeng Pet to say no to mob rule. "Don't let anyone further harass the country. Make it known that we're done with mob rule, violence, and intimidation," he said. Mr. Apisit called on voters to cast their votes for a party that is dedicated to seeking solutions to the country's woes instead of one man's problems. The Democrat leader said voters would get to choose on July 3rd which path they want to take, a better future or a bitter past of political violence. He said the amnesty plan for former Prime Minister Thaksin Shinawat had created conflict and disorder. He emphasized in his comments that core members of the Red Shirt movement, which had instigated violence, are running for House seats under the Pueyatay banner. Natawutsaigura Chatupon Pompan and the wife of core Red Shirt member Arisman Pungrungrong, who was wanted by police over last year's chaos, are contesting the party list system. "Should we hand the country to the very people who torched our nation's assets and public property?" he said. Mr. Apisit made a strong point of reminding voters that he and other top Democrats, including the party's chief advisor, Chuen Li Pai, were being harassed by a certain group while campaigning. The Democrat leader also noted that results of opinion surveys did not reflect reality, partly due to this kind of pressure. He said Democrat supporters are reluctant to take part in the opinion polls because they do not want to find themselves in trouble. Campaigning last night in Bangkok's Wong Wien Yai area, Mr. Apisit again zeroed in on the candidacy of Red Shirt members and Red Shirt violence. He attacked Pueyatay's reconciliation and amnesty plan for Thaksin. The head of their reconciliation team is Chalum Yubamrung. His right-hand man is Natawut and his left-hand man is Jatupon. "My question is, how is it called reconciliation?" he said. The Democrats' change of tactics is seen as a bid to stem the Pueyatay Party's fast-rising popularity. The opposition party has emerged ahead in various popularity polls.